Our guest in the cafe this morning is the Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Lavelle is also on the Commerce School Board, and you're telling me about a summer reading program that has been started, and it's going on at Commerce High School.
Yes, John Mark. This is the second year that we've had our Reading His Fundamental program at the Commerce High School. I want to thank Blake Cooper, our superintendent, Charlie Alderman, our assistant superintendent, and Mr. Steve Drummond down at the high school, who's our principal. John Mark, we have 25 students in this program, and the whole focus is to build reading skills, reading comprehension, and vocabulary skills. And we're reading a book entitled March With Me by Rosalie Turner. It's one of the books that I've used here on campus at the university. We meet every Monday for an hour and a half, and we discuss the content of the book. And John Mark, it's wonderful because, again, on last year, we had 18 students involved in the program, and this year we got 25, so that's just going wonderful.
So it's growing.
Yes.
Are you leading the classes, or do you have some other people that help you with that, or what?
The interesting about it is I have my dean, dean of College Education Human Services, Dr. Tim Littering. He leads discussion. The president, Dr. Dan Jones, he leads discussion. Pastor Jeff Johnson at First Baptist Church, he leads a discussion. Kerry Cruz, the chief of police, leads discussion. Blake, Charlie, so we have multiple individuals who will come in during alternating weeks to discuss the chapter with the students.
And these are kids of all different ages?
All different ages and everything at the high school.
Can you really get them to read the book, Lavelle?
Surprising enough, John Mark, yes, they're reading the book. Because the book that we're using is entitled March With Me.
Yeah.
It talks about how young people were involved in the civil rights struggle.
Yeah.
And so these individuals can actually relate to the content of the book.
And it's a book, I presume, written for kids.
That is correct, yes.
Uh-huh. Important for them to stay engaged during the summertime, isn't it?
Stay engaged during the summertime, but more importantly, let's build on their vocabulary skill. Let's build on their reading comprehension, because not only are they reading the book, they have to apply the things that they're actually learning from the book in their day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm. I should say that there's also a reading program going on at the Commerce Public Library this summer. That's been a long-standing program. I think they meet on Wednesday
mm-hmm.
mornings.
But one of the things we're wanting to do, again, because we're building on reading comprehension, is that, John Mark, we're going to take them throughout the summer, so when school starts in August, you know, they're ready to move forward in their grades, in their classes, and learn more about their reading skills and so forth. And the beautiful thing about it is that they're excited. They're excited about being there. You all see these young people's eyes that are just bubbling, and they're discussing. And be honest with you, John Mark, we don't have enough time within the hour and a half to discuss the two or three chapters each week, but it's wonderful.
Yeah, good. We're talking with Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Now, I wanted to ask you about your recent trip to Alabama. You took a group of college students throughout Alabama, all of the civil rights landmarks there, and I'm sure that was a terrific experience.
This is our third year, John Mark. Frank Turner, one of the alumnus of the university, has been so gracious and kind to provide a gift to the university. And this year I took 33 students to Birmingham, Alabama. And again, as you said, we visited various historical civil rights sites there. But one of the highlights, John Mark, is that we had a chance to go to Marion, Alabama, and we went by Coretta Scott King's home place. This was the first time that we've actually done that. And then we went by the gravesite of Jimmie Lee Jackson. He was the one who was actually killed after the riot, after the Bloody Sunday, coming back across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And we had a chance to sit at three of the foot soldiers. I think that's 75, 78. And John Mark, they shared the stories of Bloody Sunday. And it was such an emotional experience. You know, we're all in there crying because this is the first time, John Mark, in over 50 years that they've actually told their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so raw, as though it happened to them on yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to remind people that your Trust, Understand, and Respect rally that was postponed a couple of weeks ago will be this Saturday in City Park.
It's starting at 10:45. There in City Park. It's an event that's open to the public. Individuals from surrounding communities who will be in attendance. We're going to provide free T-shirts. Going to make sure I get several to you as well, and free food and everything. And just want to thank the City of Commerce, the University, Jason Cunningham, Sue Davis on the City Council. So many people have stepped to the plate to help with this.
And again, this is to promote good relations between the police in particular and, for the most part, minority
yes.
Groups. group members.
And we have several speakers coming in. We have a lot of music that's going to be planned as well. And one of the wonderful things, Jean-Marc, is at 6:30 that afternoon, we're going to play the Commerce Police Department. Chief Kerry Cruz and his guys, police officers, are going to take on individuals in the community game of softball. And I already asked the Mayor John Bilotti, that if we were to lose, we need a pardon from him.
Okay, good. Lavelle, hot chocolate okay this morning?
Hot chocolate is wonderful, as always.
All right, very good. And Lavelle Hendricks, our guest this morning, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.